One of our favorite seasons is almost here. And at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
A supportive welcome to all of you. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. So that's a nice number of places where you can find us. And this is, of course, the location where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And our starting question today is, if you were to suddenly discover that one or both of your aging parents, which is the primary caregiving audience, were showing escalating signs of going downhill, would you know the first place to start? Well, on February 7th, 2010, I would have had no idea, and that Sunday marks the official day that I entered the elder care arena with my own aging parents. And even by the thick of spring 2012, my mom had passed, my dad was still here, and I yet did not really know totally what to do. I had reached out to several agencies, both paid and government related, but did not particularly find a whole lot of helpful resources just at that time, to be honest. And I think that's what initiated a current series of blogs that I'm writing that I call Carol Ann's Top 10 Caregiver Pet Peeves. And one of them I call This Will Never Be Me. And in olden times, it would have been true that maybe with shorter lifespans, parents or other relatives, et cetera, around you would not have lived quite as long. And that was true for my parents, who really did not have responsibility for my grandparents in any material way. If anything, I think that their kind of theme was let somebody else handle it, because my mom immigrated and her older sister handled both my grandmother and grandfather until their passing, and my dad kind of was the baby of the family until he reluctantly departed the comfortable nest egg at the age of 34 when he married my mom. So that's true at the time. However, I am assuring you that demographics will not be on your side in the coming years, not with the number of centenarians that we're going to expect to see globally, because globally 30,000 people turn 60 plus, which is not old, but every single day for at least the next 10 years. And that kind of led me to the next topic, which is called It Isn't That Bad. And it's kind of the denial that happens amongst blissful adult children, if I might say, as if vitality will be the forever state of aging relatives. To that, I actually want to ask, really? It's kind of a crazy mindset. Now, mind you, if your folks into their 70s, 80s, 90s or more are still vital, that's great. But not to necessarily assume that that's going to be the case. Because, for example, my paternal grandmother, who was looked after by my older aunt and uncle, she did linger for a period in a not so great environment. You know, that picture that sometimes people have of the aged, abandoned in corridors in a senior's residence, kind of that one, I hate to say to you. Anyway, my father's consciousness, when I came to inheriting him to look after, was really about adamantly refusing to be extricated from the childhood home in which I grew up. And even when I tried to suggest those minimal in-home care opportunities, he would probably have nothing to do with it. And since just last week, I got a call from a friend, and she was hauled from work to her mother's side because the caregiver was rather freaking out. And I doubt, knowing what I do about our guest today, that this kind of dynamic would exactly have occurred in such a harried way on his watch or that of his team. Now, back to my dad, if I could have rolled back the clock, gosh, I wish I had known Tyler at the height of my own woes. For one thing, he and I surprisingly have in common, despite my being a self-professed girly girl, is a love of hockey. And yes, I'm a Toronto Maple Leafs fan. Tyler, because of our age differences, I'm sure you were not around when I attended the game where Captain Daryl Sittler from the 1970s famously scored 10 points. And we used to go to games together, we're sporting my Borja Salming hockey sweater. Like, cool, eh? I'm still waiting for the Leafs to prevail via the Stanley Cup since 1967. And I say, LOL. But what does hockey have to do with today's theme on in-home caregiver planning and support? Well, I'm drawing upon our guest's acronym, which he calls GPA, for Gentle Persuasive Approach. And it's certainly true that my father did want to remain stubbornly entrenched, I would add, in the home I grew up as of 1963. And it's just that he refused anyone but me to care for him. And there were times, I know, when a family member is not the best in all circumstances, because we can get too opinionated for our parents. We are not necessarily skilled in various arts. So I wonder what would have happened had our guest and I arranged to come to the front door announced, because if we had have been unannounced, only heaven could have helped us. But let's just say announced, and Dad, I want you to meet this young fellow. You know, because I think you'll like him a lot, wearing, of course, his varsity hockey captain's jersey in order to make an immediate connection. And either way, faithful regular listeners know how we roll by this time in the morning. And when we return from our break, I'll be sharing Tyler's biographical points. But in my mind, he remains a little too humble for me. So I think I'll be supplementing with some of my own comments along the way. Certainly, you will not want to miss his poignant personal story about Grandmother Joyce that accounts for why he and his sister now do the work in the world that they perform, really out of heartfelt service at the bottom line of it all. And so, in addition to what I've already shared, about him a little bit without stealing any of his thunder, keep in mind that question in your background. What if you were suddenly to discover that one or both of your aging parents or other audiences whom you serve were showing escalating signs of going downhill? Because I'll tell you, for a layperson like me, it seems like we're experiencing constant growth in the reporting of and need for Alzheimer's plus dementia care. So I would say, how important would it be to know that you have access to teams of personal care professionals, and those include RNs, that are skilled in these various caregiver arts. Now, on that note, let's just stop there. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. Stay tuned for me to introduce our guest.
The earliest human societies worshipped a female goddess. Little is known about this time because we did not always have a written recorded history. It was around 3100 BC when the Sumerians invented the first written language, and everything that preceded this time is prehistory. The prehistorical record includes all of women's unwritten history from 30,000 BC to the time that men began achieving political power around 3000 BC. Male feminist artist Kimberly Berg maintains a strong position in educating and inspiring both men and women through his devotional art to the goddess in all women. Studying their history is paramount to understanding who women were and who they would become later, living in a patriarchal society. To learn more about this important time in our history, go to www.isisrising.net.
Unleash the obstacles that bind you with certified professional coach Joanne Charette, a master practitioner in energy leadership. Joanne can help you break through personal and professional barriers and guide you to a higher level of empowerment and fulfillment. Passionate and dedicated, Joanne engages with her clients on a mutual journey. Her dynamic energy will motivate you to move forward as you partner on a venture to greater results. Isn't it time to make a breakthrough and commit to live the life you deserve? Invest in yourself and let Joanne Charette be the catalyst to the realization of your dreams by making them a reality. Based in Quebec, Canada, Joanne is also a space coach, using social media and Skype to work with anyone, anywhere around the world. Contact Joanne Charette today at 819-360-3266 or email her at actionrealization@live.ca. 819-360-3266. Now is your time.
And welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And in setting the groundwork for today, where our theme is all about in-home caregiver planning and support, I was sharing but the tip of the iceberg in my own experiences, simply posing some questions with my pretty stubborn dad about how we might arrange some additional support, as certainly his physical and possibly mental health were starting to go quite rapidly downhill. And just before that pause, I was saying, how cool would it be if we as caregivers did have access to teams of personal care professionals, including registered nurses who are skilled in the arts of assessment, plus implementation of comprehensive care plans. And I'm thinking, I'm hoping your answer is very. So let's move on by introducing my guest today. And Tyler Stothers is co-founder of Peak Home Healthcare, a business that he started with his sister in memory of their grandmother in 2016. And their ultimate goal is to help people by providing them with the education and support needed to live at their best. He also works with a company called 4Cent Health, based out of California, as a senior care specialist. And 4Cent Health is committed to the development of innovative technologies that are aimed to help those suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia. And as I say, I think this is so important. Tyler graduated with an honors BA in communications and business management from Wilfrid Laurier University. And I alluded to the fact that he is captain of the varsity hockey team and is currently working, in fact, towards a designation that sounds very interesting to me, called Certified Professional Consultant on Aging. We will say some more about that in just a moment, but for right now, let's welcome you to the Conscious Caregivers Show, Tyler, and thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate that. It was a very nice introduction.
Well, very good, very good. There, I have more to say that's positive about you for sure. But let's have you tell us just a little about how you came to be doing your work in the world, or maybe even some challenges that you've encountered along the way of all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So as mentioned, I started the business with my sister. We got motivated to undertake getting into the industry and helping others based on our own situation. We were fortunate enough to grow up with my grandmother. She got sick and declined very rapidly. The point of actually pinpointing what was wrong with her was a real challenge. She had lesions on her brain, and for the longest time they went undetected on all these different tests, and we were trying to just figure out how to manage her, really. I mean, her needs increased and changed dramatically from day to day based on different medications they were trying. And we sought out help from other people that are in our industry. And unfortunately, what I felt like I was just being sold to all the time, and that everyone had the solution to our problem. But they weren't really asking any questions about my problem or the issue that we were dealing with. So I was getting very frustrated that everyone just felt that they could help. And I didn't even know how they could help, or I didn't even know that much about our own situation. So I was getting very frustrated working with other people. And what I ended up kind of doing over time was just immersing myself and trying to educate myself as best I can, whether it be talking to others or going to the internet and just reading ravishly any content I could find on caregiving and in-home support and what retirement homes look like, long-term care homes, because all of these words were getting thrown at me, and I thought, okay, well, what's a retirement home versus a long-term care home? I didn't know anything. I didn't know anything from anything. So it was a very difficult time, but in that came recognizing that other people were probably in this situation, and the more conversations with other people that I had, I realized what a drastic need. I was working in a completely different industry, and I didn't have any experience or a healthcare background, so I set out to do this. I didn't feel like it was something that, I went to school thinking I'm going to have my own healthcare company, but what happened over time was I almost had, a calling, so to speak, moment where we really just enjoyed helping other people and educating them and telling them what we did. And my grandmother has since obviously passed, but she had such an amazing influence on our lives that it felt so natural, and it kind of came together organically with my sister and I that we said, this is going to be our new mission, so to speak, in memory of somebody who taught us the real importance of community and helping others and finding happiness and actually helping others, whether that be, by just simple education in the industry or even actually providing caregivers for that, physical and emotional support.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Tyler, although we have talked behind the scenes and gotten ready, I just so in your story with your sister about your grandmother Joyce, recognize many parallels between our situations. Neither of us formally studied in this field. I kind of fell into elder care coaching, etc., because of the journey with my own parents and some of the same frustrations that you encountered too. To the terrible credit of one agency that will not be named, when my husband and I tried to find out a little bit more about how this works, not also understanding the terms, her answer, we were just doing a trial balloon. Her answer was, well, if you can't afford to pay for our services, then you'd best sell the family home. My dad was still living there. Okay, that solution was not real helpful at the time. It added to our stress. And folks, I think you can see and hear why I was so moved. After only hearing Tyler speak for a few moments at a death and dying workshop last November, because I can't tell you how personally meaningful it is for me when somebody is inspired by a large why, the way he and his sister are. And it's a primary reason why I needed to invite you on, Tyler, because this might have been much to a bit of your surprise, I am sensing, but it's true that a radio show host, and I want folks to remember this, always has a choice in whom they accord time via the airwaves. And I think you can join me, audience, in already seeing why it's important to grant such a profile to somebody like Tyler Struthers. Now, let's just stay by. We're going to go into a bit of a pause. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Intergenerational programming is uniting America due to the tireless efforts of Dr. Ramona Frischman. Retired from the Miami-Dade County Public School System, Dr. Frischman continues to develop intergenerational learning programs aimed to improve the lives of children, young adults, and seniors through unique strategies and public policy in order to establish a mutually supportive agenda. She views intergenerational programs as a resource for policymakers and the general public on economic, social, and personal initiatives that govern our society. Her work bridges the generational gap, providing many individuals the opportunity to explore areas of common ground and celebrate each other's diversity. Contact Ramona Frischman at ramonalong@aol.com or visit www.gu.org to learn more about intergenerational programming. Patricia Fayeweather Harlow is passionate about the environment and conserving our natural resources. She's written a 5-part book series for all ages called Rock with Rodney and Party with Perky to Preserve Wildlife, which brings awareness through these vibrant characters on preserving and protecting our national parks and historic landmarks. Harlow has launched a campaign to mobilize green supporters in forming a united front against big oil, big coal, and the Keystone XL pipeline, and she addresses the controversial practice of fracking in books 4 and 5. She's determined to bring greater awareness to the dangers of drilling and running crude oil through pipelines that cut through pristine landscapes, and she empowers readers to take action in keeping America beautiful. To learn more about Patricia Fayeweather Harlow and to purchase her books, visit www.patricia-fayeweather-harlow.com. That's Fayeweather, and play your part in preserving the landscape that we all share and love.
Thank you for being with us, everyone, today. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver together today with Tyler Struthers. And Tyler is the president of Peak Home Healthcare. We're speaking about the importance of in-home caregiver planning support. Planning and support. And just before that pause, we were sharing some of our common reflections and experiences in this growing industry, shall we say, and it certainly promoted for him and his sister to be doing the worthy work in the world that they now are. And next, we're sliding into some vital attitudes plus very real action steps that we ought to ready for today, to the point of my blogs, when it comes to aging parents, relatives, neighbors, colleagues, or even dependents for whom we have any care responsibilities. And so with that said, Tyler, please, just based on your experience and knowledge, what attitudes or mindsets can you suggest to help listeners who are navigating a caregiving journey?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great question. I think it's important to keep an open mind and be willing to learn and kind of keep perspective and purpose in what you're doing. Everyone's situation is often unique. Whether we could be dealing with a very similar disease, if it is Alzheimer's or dementia. I mean, I always suggest to educate yourself as best as possible, whether that's through your own self-education or actually reaching out to others and actually seeking out professional advice or support. There's various different resources. I know your listeners are spread out all across the world, so I can't speak for everywhere, but just in our own area, I know there's tons of resources. I suggest people even give me a call and I can even direct them into different areas that they can maybe find that support or answers that they're looking for. So I think it's important to keep an open mind. Everyone has their own unique way of dealing with being a caregiver. It's often a emotionally, and it can be a financially draining experience for a lot of people. And I think it's important to have an evaluation of the risks and resources that are at play in your own unique situation. And I think having those conversations with your loved ones are so important. I can't tell you how many people we talk to that unfortunately don't know the wishes of their loved one, and they're maybe not at a point or a stage where they can now make sound decisions for themselves, and they're kind of left holding the ball and trying to do what they think is best for them. So I think having those conversations is so important, and I think it's just keeping an open mind and being able to kind of share the burden with others, whether that's just, you know, emotionally and having those conversations, or it's actually through different support and having other caregivers provide some respite care. Because I'm a huge believer in being able to care for yourself in order to care for others. I think that's something that as caregivers, we get so wrapped up in caring for somebody else, and they become our main priority, that we often let our own emotional and physical well-being fall to the wayside. And that can only last so long. And I commend people. It is the hardest job, in my opinion, on planet Earth, especially for different sandwich generations that are caring for both parents and children of their own. And quite frankly, it's not sustainable, and it's not something you should be doing anyway. So I always suggest keeping an open mind and finding out all the resources and making an educated decision based on, you know, the family dynamics, where they live. And unfortunately, if they are dealing with a disease that is degenerative and might get worse over time, what can be expected, and how are we going to deal with that when it comes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding. It's all about the proactivity, educating yourself, and also you stress that open mind aspect, which I think, Tyler, people, what until they're actually in it, which is one of, you know, sort of Carol Ann's frustrations, they don't realize what is going to be upon them. So I really appreciate you saying that this can be one of the hardest jobs of all. It certainly almost did me in, as an only child, during the span of years leading up to, during, and after my parents had both passed away, you know. And so yeah, you make some really good points there. And maybe we also want to at least start, before we take a further pause, but start to talk about maybe some additional strategies. Like, there might be some practical things that you would suggest to our audience, again, in navigating this journey, that could really, like, help them maybe to know, yep, the first place to start, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's important. Unfortunately, more often than not, people, you know, we don't usually deal with things until a problem arises, which I think it's important to kind of take a proactive approach if we can. And I think, even if it comes to visiting different retirement homes, I was listening to your introduction. A lot of people have a very similar memory as, or a preconceived notion as, what they think home care will be, or what they think a retirement independent living facility might be, or even long-term care. So I think it's important to actually go out and visit these places and talk to people. I'm a big, big believer. I think retirement homes especially have done an amazing job at selling to both you and I. I tell people, I warn them not to get too wrapped up in window dressing, marble floors and bowling alleys and pools and different things. I suggest people go visit and actually see when those activities are underway, and actually speak to the caregivers, or the could be the lead nurse or director of health and wellness, or just the general manager, and actually go on a tour and see the people that are there. Because at the end of the day, it's always going to be people caring for people. And I think staff and having low turnover rates and asking questions, I suggest that I tell people all the time, ask them if they know a resident's name over there. Just point somebody out if there's an old man sitting in a chair in the dining room, and say, oh, who's that? What's his story? And if they're, you know, invested enough to know what his name is and maybe what his, you know, story is or where he's from, and I think that's more telling of the staff and the care that they support, they will provide there, as opposed to, the food plans or what activities they have going on that day in the actual facility itself. Because all of that, at the end of the day, really wears off, and it's kind of a facade, so to speak, because normally the care needs increase, and it's going to be a human being that's going to be providing that care. So getting to know the people that are in these facilities is much more important than actually seeing the facilities themselves and what kind of different things they provide, whether it be a bowling alley or a pool or different things. Half those times I don't see anyone actually participating in those events anyway, so I suggest at least going out and visiting. And then sometimes it might turn you off, but at least you know that that's an option that might not work for you or your family. And part of the journey in this is knowing what won't work for you just as much as what will. And sometimes it's picking the lesser of two evils. If you don't have the resources to stay in home while aging, and you don't have the family support as well, then a decision needs to be made. And sometimes it's just
Exactly, Tyler. We're just hold that thought just right there. This is so beauty what we're saying. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
Master of words, powerful player. What life-changing words can Dr. Janet Smith Warfield pull out of her magical toolbox that just might mysteriously open a door you never knew was there? A door to free yourself from fear forever. Transform your rage into right action. Release your guilt. Position you into a life of freedom, purpose, passion, power, and peace. All quite suddenly, unexpectedly, and almost miraculously, with no effort on your part. Join Dr. Janet every Monday at noon Eastern on Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom on the BBM Global Network as she and her guests show you how words map our experiences, immersing you in a sound bath that relaxes your muscles, opens your mind, and supports you in co-creating your extraordinary life. Tune into It's All About You with host Dr. Martha Latz, a lively weekly broadcast on BBM Global Network, one of the most empowering shows for time-starved, overscheduled multitaskers. The professional expertise of Dr. Latz is directly available live every Thursday at 1 p.m. to answer and address concerns about relationships, life transitions of career, meeting, dating, and committed relationships. It's All About You with Dr. Latz will expand your understanding of current concerns across your relationships by broadening and expanding possible solutions in developing skills for mutually desired outcomes. Dr. Martha's expertise is as a licensed marriage and family therapist, life, transition coach, and all things to do with communication at work, home, and with friends. Check out her website at auniquetherapycenter.com.
And welcome back to each of you. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. And of course, we're enjoying very tremendously our guest today, Tyler Stuthers, president of Peak Home Healthcare, about the importance of in-home caregiver planning and support. And I honestly hope that you're gaining as much as I am, because I was just saying to Tyler that I've never quite heard anybody in this industry, and I talk to a bunch of folks regularly, that put it quite as succinctly and beautifully as Tyler just did about what to look for, how to approach even going into a retirement residence to check out not just the physical facility by any stretch, but more importantly, the human interactions and relationships, and in order to get a real idea of the care that actually goes on. And Tyler, one of the things that I loved about your website, we'll talk about that later, but is I guess the 30 plus year training and development professional in me just enjoyed that, where we reported into human resources functions a lot of the time, that you have mandatory educational training programs too on an ongoing basis, and your team attends these, as well as unscheduled supervisory visits just to ensure the highest quality of care, because we all do know horror stories of also unethical, if I may say, in-home providers who simply hang out a shingle and claim to be the real McCoy without credentials or credibility. And I can tell you, an acquaintance is going through that nightmare as we speak. So I'm going to say no more there, but instead we'll pick right up with some of those other practical strategies you were sharing with us before the break, because I think it's important to equip our audience who appreciates real world, real life, down to earth tactics, etc., for how to get through this sort of marathon here. So please carry on with what you were just saying, Tyler.
Yes, thank you. I believe it is so important that a lot of these different facilities and or agencies, and we're no different, they can provide a tailored solution based on your needs. However, I think it's important to remember that these situations a lot of the time are very fluid. So whether someone's just coming out of replacing a knee, might have hip surgery, whatever it may be, where the road to recovery might be a little bit hard and long. However, they are expected to kind of gain full independence back. There's a purpose and a plan behind that, and I think it's important to approach any other sort of difficulties with the same purpose and the same, you know, okay, what will happen? You know, what's our plan if this happens, and what's our plan if this happens? Will they get better? Are they going to improve? And I think it's important to have those conversations with these agencies and or retirement communities, whatever you might think would be the best absolute fit, because so often I hear different stories where they said it was going to be one thing and we ended up getting charged another thing. I didn't realize we had to pay for a laundry service or a meal plan or a different, you know, there's all these kind of a la carte charges that end up kind of sneaking up on them. And I think it's important to also make sure to avoid having multiple moves, at least, is to find a spot where hopefully long-term they can age in place, whether it be in their own home or in a different retirement facility. And it's just knowing the options that are available. And more often than not, unfortunately, is the needs end up increasing, and whether or not wherever they are in that moment will be able to support those needs as they increase. I think that's an important thing as well, because we get countless calls with people that have either just recently made a decision, whether it be to move into a condo or a different spot, thinking that it was the right move, and maybe it was for a couple months. However, things have progressed and things have changed, and now they're looking at a different, you know, solution. And I warn people against that quite often, because I do think these moves can be so disruptive to different people, as you mentioned in your introduction with your father not wanting to leave his home. It is a constant, challenge that we face with people that don't want to leave their home and they have a comfort level there, and they're used to it, and they enjoy being left alone at certain times and having their independence, and I can't blame them. So it's okay. So that's important. Now, what would be a solution that would still mitigate some of the risks involved with living on their own, but also at the same time, allows for him to feel he's still independent and kind of on his own. And unfortunately, it's having these hard discussions with people and letting them know and say, listen, I'm not around 24 hours a day to provide this care for you. I'm willing to support you and help you in aging in place. If you don't want to leave the home, that's okay. But this is the reality of the situation, and let's just talk about it and have an open discussion. And let's come up with a collaborative solution together. And hopefully with that, you get a little bit more openness, because sometimes people will often push, and it's more often parents or a child caring for a parent than it is an actual spouse, that you can get almost bullied or pushed into providing that care just based on the guilt that you feel in not being able to provide it for them. So I warn people against that as well, because I think it's important to have these discussions and ask questions and visit these places, because, you know, it might put to rest some preconceived notions you had. And at the same time, it might open your mind up and say, hey, wow, this is actually a fantastic community. I always tell people, women I find much better at, going into a retirement community. I feel like men, for whatever reason, we just become old curmudgeons and don't have that same social aspect. And I run a lot of, I run a men's club at a local long-term care home, and more often than not, we have more women attending the men's group than men themselves, and they're more chatty and participating in some of the club activities than the men are. So I always get a laugh and a chuckle with working with them. But I do think it's just important to visit these facilities and talk to different people, whether it be an agency such as us, and give us a call and at least just have those discussions, because I feel, you know, by the time we get a call a lot, if someone's trying to put a Band-Aid solution on something or a quick fix because they feel panicked or stressed, or, you know, my mom's getting discharged from the hospital tomorrow, what am I going to do?
Yeah. So important, Tyler. Very excellent. Now, just stay with us, everybody, including Tyler. And I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. So stand by, everyone.
Mike Zorich, a three-time California state champion in Greco-Roman wrestling at 114 pounds. Mike, blind since birth, was born in Hartford, Connecticut. He was a six-time national placer, including 2 seconds, 2/3, and 2/4. He also won the Veterans Folkstyle Wrestling twice at 152 pounds. In all these tournaments, he was the only blind competitor. Nancy Zorich, a creative spirit whose talents have taken her to the stage and into galleries and exhibitions in several states. Her father, a commercial artist who shared his instruments with his daughter and helped her fine-tune her natural abilities, influenced her decision to follow in his footsteps. Ms. Zorich has enjoyed a fruitful career doing what she loves. Listen Saturday mornings at 12 Eastern for the Nancy and Mike Show for heartwarming stories and interesting talk on the BBM Global Network.
Certified professional coach Pamela Reeves can help you with your relationships. Motivational and image coaching are just some of the ways she can help you enhance all aspects of your life. Her book, Is It Love or Merely a Sick Attachment?, helps readers clearly distinguish healthy, loving relationships from toxic ones. Ms. Reeves has put her words into action through Ray of Hope Kenya, an international initiative that provides outreach to victims of abusive relationships there with the goal of helping them rebuild their lives and the tools to avoid abuse. Ms. Reeves operates various business interest through her umbrella network, Nella LLC, and credits her success to her diverse work experience. Whatever your goals, whether striking a balance, reinventing your image, or simply lifting your lifestyle, Pamela Reeves will help you achieve them. Your life, your call. Dial 410-902-5715 or email Pamela at pamrego1@verizon.net. She's also on the web at pamreeves.com and on Twitter at Pamela_Reeves.
And thank you for staying with us, our treasured audience. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and we're together today with Tyler Stuthers talking about in-home caregiver planning and support. And he, with his sister, is co-founder of a company called Peak Home Health Care. And it's really a business that was started in memory also of their treasured grandmother. Tyler has been sharing so much that is fascinating and down to earth with us today, so much centered on the proactivity as well as having important conversations before you get to that panic zone and then everybody is scrambling. And Tyler, I love about your services too that you have for in-home care, such flexible options as hourly care, for example. I think that notions for like couples and partners where you have care right up to 24-hour service, if that's needed, is good. Respite care. I just think that these options are going to grow in importance with aging populations. And, you know, much as I did discover the benefits of an extreme cleaning team when I had to clear out the family home, in retrospect, I would have far more benefited from somebody like you and your sister, knowing that my father was looked in on more than I could provide in light of a 2-hour commute one way as a non-driver. So, Tyler, are there any other words of wisdom that you feel like it would be really important to impart with our listeners today?
Absolutely. I think the most important thing, with everything we've touched on today is to just remember that you're not alone. I think there are a lot of people that feel this burden is something that they need to take on and it is their responsibility. And they take a lot of pride in providing that care for their family and their parents or their loved one. But I think it's important to share that burden. And that can be even just, by attending a support group or just talking to somebody else that's been in that situation. Or, I suggest people even give me a call and at least have that conversation. There's a lot of guilt and resentment that can accompany being a caregiver, especially if you're on your own, that I don't think is healthy and nor should be undertaken just on your own. I don't think it's even necessary. I understand the need for a lot of people. It can be an intimate thing. People are either welcoming, an additional caregiver into the home. But I think respite services and providing somebody with a break, I think it's so important. You still need to be able to care for yourself and to have that alone time and be able to, eat properly and have proper rest. Unfortunately, caring for somebody else can be, a full-time 24/7 job. And it's important to take a step back, I think, and be able to care for yourself. And it's also important to just keep perspective and purpose. So I think remembering that you're not alone and being able to share that burden with other people. And so a lot of people don't like, the word burden. It has a negative connotation. However, caring for somebody else often becomes that. And I know from my own experience, you whatever stage it may be, I was quite young when we were dealing with it, that you hold a sense of resentment and why am I having to deal with this right now? And you're just tired or you're hungry and you want to do this and maybe they're not cooperating. And I think it's important, and there's different resources, whether it be through the Alzheimer's Society and just educating and little tips and tricks and sometimes, but you only get to that stage by sharing that. So I think that's the most important thing. If I could leave that with anybody, is remembering that you're not alone and that there's lots of support services out there that, some are community driven and free and others might be out of pocket. However, there is options out there and it's just finding what might be best for you.
That's so important. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. And that brings us right to the fact that you have said you welcome people to call you, contact you, Tyler. So please share us where we can, in fact, find out more about you and your services.
Yes. Yeah, so we are on Facebook. You can look up Peak Home Healthcare on Facebook. We also, I suggest our number is 905-582-7992. That's our office line. You'd either talk to myself, my sister Samantha, or our lead nurse Vicky. So the three of us kind of are on rotating turns as to answering the phone. So you're always going to be talking to someone that's actually invested in the business and has a stake in it, which I haven't given up, and I think that's an important part of what separates us a lot from our competition. And then lastly, you can find me on LinkedIn. You can just look up Tyler Struthers. I love connecting with different people and having conversations. I get a lot of direct messages, and I try to get to them all as best I can and finding out different solutions and sharing different resources with people. I'm a big believer in sharing information, and I think it's the only way that we're going to be able to handle some of the population surges that we're seeing. And I think it's also just important for other people to know your story and to, better equip themselves when it comes, because if they're not dealing with something themselves, it's just a matter of time before a loved one or a family member or friend is unfortunately going to be going through something similar. We're all in this together.
Not alone and in it together. And Tyler, for the audience listening in, because they may be driving, et cetera, Struthers is spelled Struthers. And
yes.
Your phone number again was what?
905-582-7992.
Okay, cool. Along with Facebook, of course, for your Peak
yes.
Home Healthcare. And so we come to span the next short break and stuff, but I want to start my thank you today, Tyler, because it is really important to me, and it brings me right back to where we started with your grandmother Joyce's story. And it was the reason that I began to want to have you on, because just as I do, I trust that our treasured audience gets how much this is about paying tribute to a woman who greatly influenced the lives of you and Samantha. Stand by, everyone. I'm going to continue after a moment. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Have you ever wondered why some children recover from their symptoms of autism while others never seem to get any better? After 13 years of research, Karen Thomas has recovered her own son from his symptoms of autism naturally. She now shares how she did it with you in her free webinar so that you can have the right resources and knowledge to help your child. The definition of recovery is to regain health. Karen offers this to you in four stages: healing the gut, natural heavy metal detoxification, balancing the co-infections of autism, brain support, and repair. Register now for this free webinar to help you know what you can do to help your child to sleep better, be more calm, improve focus, and reach their fullest potential to live a happy, healthy life. Go to naturallyrecoveringautism.com/free workshop, empowering parents with the resources to naturally recover autism from a mom who's done it. Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. You know, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
And here we already find ourselves at this last few precious moments together. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show, where we're just in the midst of thanking our wonderful guest today, Tyler Struthers. And I really have to say that, Tyler, you pay homage to those like me who were and are striving to navigate what can be such a lonely and grueling chapter of life, to be honest, without support such as yours. And so to reiterate, we meet up in a place, I would say, where we encourage caregivers to see through with honor and decency the transitions of their elders, no matter how checkered may be the parental history. I had a show on just before the holiday season that I called Coping with Uncopable Siblings, and I talked about there's often a caregiver who's also the responsible one who takes on much of the weight of onto their shoulders. And I talk about that further in my second book called Coping with Uncopable Systems, Advocacy for Elder Care. And either way, Tyler, you cover quite the geography in the greater Toronto area, which we both know is not easy. But via your involvement with Force and Health, I hope that you are finding ever-increasing reach, which I can only see as positive for somebody who is as sincere and heartfelt as you are. I really wish you great success with your certified professional consultant on aging, and your heart and spirit are what had me appreciate you so much today. Thank you for being on, and I can only wish you my very best.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me. I genuinely appreciate that very much, and I think the work that you're doing is so important, and I'm going to be sharing these resources with as many people as humanly possible. So thank you for having me.
That's very, very kind of you. And we always preview the next time around, so a couple of themes coming up for folks. One is called Are Caregivers Allowed to Vision? And my rationale at this stage of the year is that New Year's resolutions are probably down the tubes already, but I know that I maintain, even at the height of my, you know, woes, my introspective and healthy practices for my mind, body, and spirit. And so I hope that the sharing that I do next time around will reinvigorate and inspire you. On tap, we also have a topic I call Carol Ann's Societal Caregiving Vision, because we haven't addressed the big picture for a while, and I think it's high time in light of the many growing stories in all realms of society that are just begging for an overhaul. I hope you will not miss it. To catch any missed programs, you can always go to the archives under boldbravemedia.com shows. We're in self-help and health. I also offer a complimentary confidential readiness session to see if you can benefit from my services at copingwithuncopableparents.com or via sending me an email at carolann@carolannhamilton.com. So those are a couple of additional places for you. But I just love meeting people who are equally and fundamentally committed to making a difference in this whole caregiving arena, because I know that it's only going to grow more serious. Tyler and I, as Canadians, know that there are challenges where our systems of society are stretched almost to or sometimes beyond the breaking point now. There is a term called hallway medicine, which is one of the ones that I track in the healthcare arena. I know that our American friends also have your own challenges as it regards these systems. And with aging populations growing so massively, we will need more than ever before services like what we talked today around in-home caregiver planning and support. And I think the main themes are proactivity and have the conversation. You know how I say it. You've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and I can't wait to be with you next week.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
One of our favorite seasons is almost here, and at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's. One of our favorite seasons is almost here, and at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.